now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
That's right, we're about to count down now the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. If you missed the first hour of the program, which would have been the first 10 of the top 20 for this week, you can check it out, radioforall.net, podcast the show through iTunes. There was lots of great music in there and lots of great music to come your way in this hour of the program as well. Plus, we'll have the lowdown. Brian's going to let you know what you'll find if you go to the website from where we get the charts.
As always, you should go and check it out on your own spare time. It is earshot-online.com. It is your great home for new campus-based programming and community radio from across Canada. It is the National Campus and Community Radio Report, published by the National Campus and Community Radio Association and their staff and volunteers, including the most played albums of the week, which becomes the National Top 50, from which we play selections from the top 20 most played albums across Canada that week. The top 50 is a combination of over 30 campus and community radio stations' top 30 charts, as well as specialty charts for electronic, hip-hop, international jazz, loud, folk roots, and blues. There's monthly and yearly countdowns, as well as many great features, including interviews, reviews, and so much more. So be sure to go and check it all out to get the full scoop at earshot-online.com.
There you go. And you can find us online too, earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email. Facebook.com/earshot20, our home on Facebook, and at earshot20. It's our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out and all are great ways to get in touch. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, we are happy to do that for you. We will do it in the form of a feature, which means we'll play something from your latest release and we'll give you an interview. And Brian clearly is Superman because he just gave me the gesture.
I was like, exposing myself to you.
Oh, I thought you were saying you were Superman.
That also.
I want to go with that instead. So we've got the top 10 in this hour of the program. Plus, we have the lowdown. And Stephen's not with us this week, but he'll be back next week to give us some music news. There's lots happening. Please do check it out. It is earshot. I always get that mixed up. It's Exclaim. It starts with an E. That's why. And there's exclamation mark in both. So
do you mix up your own last name a lot too?
Sometimes.
Sometimes you're like, hey, I'm Anthony Earshot. I mean Enman.
I might as well change my last name to Earshot. Anthony Hotshot.
No, definitely not.
Anyway, let's get the countdown started and we'll let them know what's coming in at number 10.
For sure. Number 10, up three spots this week from its first time on the show last week. It's the new album by M83 called Junk. You're going to hear a track called Sunday Night 1987. After that, Shotgun Jimmy still in the mix. At number 9, down three spots this week is Field of Trampolines, Triple Letter Score. And our number 1 album for many weeks in a row, still sitting strong in the top 10 at number 8, down from number 5, it is Baji Bula with a track from Good Advice called Someday Soon.
So, as I'm looking at the title of this track, I'm thinking, a Sunday night in 1987 might have been when I was born. Fact, I was born on a Tuesday, 2 days after this Sunday night. In 1987.
There you go.
Remember that. It's your number 10 this week. Stick around.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I'll explain it to you. Stick around. There's more on the way. It's M83 right now. You're number 10. You're listening to the Earshot 20.
Where did you all go?
listening to the Earshot 20. Number 9.
Sunglasses, beach towel, hanging with the angry owls, it's a who's who. Camouflage, name brand suits, white patent leather, cowboy boots, it's a who's who. When the sun goes down, put your bug dope on, put some driftwood on the fire, sing a cowboy song, find someone to love, fall in love and fall apart, get distracted by another, change your mind and break their heart, as the sparks from the fire rise into the sky, watch everything you know disappear into the night, you could try to touch my shoulder, you could draw a straight line, you could measure every moment as the sun begins to climb. Triple letter score, wasted on a vowel, still hanging with the angry owls, it's a who's who. Back to the beach in the afternoon, sunscreen cake to your bathing suit, it's a who's who. When the sun goes down, put your bug dope on, put some driftwood on the fire, sing a cowboy song, find someone to love, fall in love and fall apart, get distracted by another, change your mind and break their heart, as the sparks from the fire rise into the sky, watch everything you know disappear into the night, you could try to touch my shoulder, you could draw a straight line, you can measure every moment as the sun begins to climb. Glasses, beach towels, hanging with the angriest, angriest owl.
Earshot 20. Number 8.
Thank you.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was a track called Someday Soon, closing out our first set here in our second hour of the show. Counting down the top 10 albums played across Canada this week, that was Baja Bula from the album Good Advice, down three spots to number 8. Also dropping three spots this week to number 9, it is Shotgun Jimmy. His latest is called Field of Trampolines, and you heard Triple Letter Score. And Sunday Night 18, 1987... from M83, from the record Junk, up three spots to number 10.
So that's the year I was born. And I was trying to determine whether or not I was born on a Sunday night. Obviously not. But they did write that song about me because I was born 2 days after a Sunday night. So I'm only assuming that that's what the song
is. It's clearly about you.
Yeah,
obviously. It's clearly an ode to you.
Every song that we play on this show is an ode to me.
I thought Triple Letter Score is about you because you're such a Scrabble champion.
I've never beat anybody in Scrabble ever. All right, we are going to
Words with friends though.
That's true. That's a but it's just not the same. It's not the same. All right, we've got more to bring you in this hour of the program, including the next two albums coming up very shortly. We'll also have the lowdown, taking a look at some of the albums that are charting below the top 20, but definitely could make their way up. And there are some there that I'm willing to make a call on, and I will. When we get to it, so
put down money so I can make some money.
Yeah, well, I got one out of two. What do the odds pay?
50-1.
Odds in your favor or my favor?
Always in my favor. I'm never paying out the bets. Okay. Like if you get it right, you just get bragging rights. And if you get it wrong, I get like say $500.
I don't like this. Tell them what they're going to hear.
Game.
I don't like this. Tell them what they're going
to
hear.
You're going to hear from Nap Eyes. They're sitting still at number 7 for the third week in a row. Their newest album is called Thought Rock Fish Scale. You're going to hear Alaskan Shake and Violet Monumental 1 by Tim Hecker. His newest album is called Love Streams. It's at 6, up from number 12.
It is the Alaskan shake, where the wits are the cold ones that make the heart strings break and twist into little pieces and snap like a brittle shoelace, which is a good thing too. Sometimes it's a good thing when the cold has kept you. Paralyzed from taking actions causing pain, like the slumbering statue you refrain. People recognize you in the night, they recognize you're wrong. They recognize you're right even when you feel wrong. It's the reason they listen when you make a song. It's the reason they listen to you when you make a song. And the firelight that warms your toes down in the lamplight, down under the limelight. Let the firelight warm your toes. Take good care of your little digits though, until the numbness goes. Whistle the wind, blow inside your head. Is the Alaskan lake where the waters are cooler than the risk you take, where the night is long and where you huddle for a long time and contemplate. And the time comes for actions, but the actions is a hurried motion. Oh no. And the firelight that warms your feet crackles louder all the more when you try to be discreet. Before the morning light, a group of black swallows congregated at the burying ground where they laid your great uncle, dismayed at the memory of the late great surgeon. admiring and fearful was the urchin. At one your grandmother, when she was living, loved so much. One of the swallows seemed to cough and splutter, while the others watched, but not frantically. One of the swallows flew into the tree. Another swallow leaned against the crutch. Suddenly the water surged, and from out of the clear and gray mist came the ghost of the early morning. Ghost was speaking like a bell in the clear and silent. The voice, you know it well. Stand up, little boys, and be peaceful. Stand up, little girls, and be peaceful. Take a drink when the water is warm. Remember the old ghost, the night of release from the storm. She is the warm-hearted one, my old great, great, great. Mother, 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 my old late great, 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 great grandmother, mother, mother, mother.
Earshot 20, number 6.
Thank you.
It's the Earshot 20.
Tim Hecker there with Violet, Monumental, one from the album Love Streams at number 6, up for number 12, and sitting still again at number 7. It is Nap Eyes, Thought Rock, Fish Scale, and the track called Alaskan Shake.
And there you go. Okay, we are going to take a break from the charts so that we can let you know what's debuting below the top 20. It looks like there are quite a few this week.
There's a lot.
Yeah.
There's 11.
11.
Yeah, probably the last three or four weeks in a row, there's been nearly 10 debuts below the top 20 every single week, which, is why you see 6 or 7 new albums every single week. Tons and tons of new music kind of switching in and out. So lots of great stuff to tell you about this week and every week for sure.
And now is the time, really. Now is when a lot of albums are being released and you're hearing a lot of new music. And I think I've talked to Steven about this too. It seems like this is the time for new music because it coincides with a lot of festivals and a lot of live shows. So it's smart to put a new album out, get some new music on the airwaves.
You're a lot of things, Anthony, but you're not wrong.
in this case. Anyway, here's a look at some of the albums debuting below the top 20. They're not playing this week, but we could be playing them in the future. Brian's got the lowdown.
For sure, and as always, you can find the entire National Top 50 at earshot-online.com outside of the top 20 that we play you every single week. Lots of stuff to tell you about. At number 50, Radical Face, The Family Tree, The Leaves. Following that, number 49 is the newest album from the Dandy Warhols. This one's called Distortland. Nudie has a new record out called Everything's Different in the Night at number 46. And the long-awaited new album by Weezer is at number 45, White Album. And the Strumbella is at number 43, Hope. We skip a few spots up to hear a new album from Redrick Sultan called Fly as a Kite. That one is at number 38. A new one from Hooded Fang is out on Daps Records. It's called Venus on Edge, and it's at number 36. And one spot up from that at 35 is Royal Wood with an album called Ghost Light. Juliana Barwick has a new one out called Will at number 29, and at number 27, Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros with Person A. And our highest charting debut this week is by Steve Hill. It's at number 25, and it's called Solo Recordings Volume 3.
Okay, now my predictions.
$50 on table first.
For albums that are going to make it. I'll pick 3. I'm going to pick the Dandy Warhols.
That's a terrible guess.
I'm going to pick Weezer. And I'm going to pick the Strumbellas. I'm going to swap out the Dandy Warhols. Late. No, sorry. I get one change. Hooded Fang instead of the Dandy Warhols. The Strumbellas and Weezer. Those are my 3 picks that are going to make it into the top 20.
I don't like this game.
Why not?
It's just going to evolve in you having...
Becoming rich, upset. Obviously. Becoming rich. All right, I gotta make note of that.
One of them is a good pick, I would say. Yeah.
Which one?
I'm not going to tell you.
I hate when you do that. Okay, we're going to continue the countdown. Here we go. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in next.
All right, the Operators have a new one out called Blue Wave. It's their debut full-length release, and it was at number 3 last week. It's still strong in our top 5 at number 5. You're going to hear Blue Wave. And then Human Performance is both the album and the title of track from Parquet Core at number 4, up from number 8.
Austin.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 4.
I know exactly where I was when I first saw you, the way I see you now through these eyes, waiting to retry. Those pristine days I recall so fondly. So few are the trials when a life is lonely. And now if only I never felt it, I never heard it. I know I loved you, did I even deserve it? When you returned it, there's no suspicion, no hesitation. Believing through the eyes of sure adoration.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Human Performance by the album of the same name by Parquet Core at number 4, up 4 spots. And dropping just 2 spots, number 5, Operators with the new album Blue Wave and a track also of the same title.
There you go. We have 3 more tracks before this hour is complete and the top 10 counted down for another week. We're not going to delay. We are going to give you that top 3. It appears that the top 2 are the same this week.
Yeah, that's a fact. is it a question, or you want me to
talk about it? I thought that was a good lead-in, not a good segue into
for me to tell you what's going to happen here.
Right. So top two are the same this week.
Oh, that's a fact, Anthony.
Okay.
What else happened this week?
We had a switch up in our number three. So why don't you tell them what's coming up next?
Well, as always, lots of Canadian content throughout our charts this week. And believe it or not, 18 of our 20 albums this week were from Canadian artists. And that includes our top three. We kick it all off with Maritime-based group Winter Sleep. They have a new album out called The Great Detachment. It rises one spot to number three. Here is Territory.
Number two. I wouldn't think twice about making the call. Not even try and be careful. For you, I would get a job. I would abandon this ship, join the rest of the mob. But I never look back, there's nothing to learn from. Just try and be more careful.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 1.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was our number one for a couple of weeks in a row, Black Mountain with Four and Florian Saucer Attack. Soons and before that, Sitting Still at number two, Hold Still is the name of their record. And you heard Careful. And starting off our last set this week, it was Territory by Wintersleep from the record The Great Detachment, rising one spot to number three.
And that does it for another week, another countdown. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Anthony Emmon, Brian Cleveland also in studio. And we count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Find the charts there. Find us online a few ways. Facebook.com/earshot20, at earshot20 on Twitter, and earshot20@gmail.com. You can hear the program for the first time every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time out of St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station, Local FM. And then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners, which you can enjoy the program there as well. You can also download the program from radioforall.net or podcast the show through iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, though, thanks for tuning in, and we hope you'll join us next week for a brand new countdown. Until then, though, stick around, because there's more great programming on the way on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.